Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is Tim from Blame Shift, and you're listening to The Loud Spot.
Warning, The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, here hanging out with Don and Sam. Tonight we got a pretty good show. We got we have a band called Blame Shift that's going to be interviewed on the show later on at the end of, towards the end of the episode. I said BAM because that's this right. Episode is brought to you by Ink Nation, a tattoo convention that we are throwing here in Oklahoma City. And we just got word yesterday that Bam Margera will be coming to the convention. So we're excited about that. So I guess Bam was on my mind.
That's right. Tickets go on sale soon. And you want to go to ink-nation.com to get those tickets. Probably look to about Monday.
You know, I like how you say ink-nation. That's so so proper. I say ink-nation.
That's what I say.
I'm going to pre-warn everyone. Sebastian is in a sluggish mood, Mr. I'm going to sleep all day. He's been sleeping all day. He did an interview earlier today that you guys will hear with Blame Shift. It literally slept 30 minutes prior to the interview. Yep. He said he was going to, I was the one harassing both Don and Sebastian early in the morning, knowing that they stayed up the night before to like 2-3 o'clock in the morning
because we were working on Ink Nation stuff.
I was gonna defend you. I wasn't gonna throw you quite underneath the bus, just halfway underneath, just run over foot, just your legs. But and Sebastian, the first thing he says to me, I'm gonna sleep for another hour. LOL. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's going to be up in like 30 minutes. About 45 minutes, you call. All right, I'm up. But I'm probably going to go sleep later on.
I did. I felt bad.
He did.
Woke up, did the interview, apologized for being tired and just waking up. Then I fell back to sleep after the interview. And I woke up an hour before we had to do this episode.
That's lucky. I had
nothing
to work
prepared.
I had to go to work. Yeah. Now, I was late, but we're not going to talk about that.
Hey, Ink Nation takes time, and we shot a little video ad that we're still going to work on. And we were doing it way longer. It took us a lot longer to do than we had planned. But that was because we got word that Bam was going to be at the convention, so we had to make flyers and do all kinds of stuff. And then I didn't really feel like doing the ad after we got that good news. So we finally got around to it about 11 o'clock. I think we finally started filming for the ad. And Don, was what time did you come over here? Like 7:30?
Yeah, 7:30.
So we got around to it eventually.
Eventually. Right. At least we're not in other countries where you probably can't even do that. So
at least we're not in other countries like some of these bands were in that we're going to talk about that were banned. A lot of B words, bands, band, bands. Band, bam. Okay. All right.
Mr. First Sebastian tonight.
He's going to be like Shelly sells seashells by the seashore or something later on.
Shelly. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Congratulations.
No one knows who Shelly is. Who's Shelly?
Shelly is the bitch that sells seashells by the seashore. That's what we're saying.
Shelly, she sells seashells by the seashore.
That's right. Don't ask me. Those drama days are done. I couldn't tell you what it was.
All right. Well, we got 13 bands that were banned from different countries for different reasons. We don't have the reasons for all of them. We're going to go through this list, and some of these reasons are just stupid, to be honest with you. So, and I think a lot of these have the bans have been lifted from these countries. All right, first band is Led Zeppelin.
What?
And Led Zeppelin.
They were banned from Singapore.
Oh, I thought it was Spain. I thought I heard something about Spain. So
it starts with an S. You're close.
That's right.
I mean, not the same language, but they're both brown. Oh, Spanish people are kind of white looking, actually.
They're white. Don't get racist on this.
That's not racist. That's the color of skin. Okay. No. They were banned for long hair.
What?
Oh, Singapore does have those crazy laws.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chewing gum. Chewing gum on the concrete. You can't spray paint graffiti. Obviously, remember Michael, whatever his name, that got whipped back in the.
Now, it is the cleanest place. I mean, I heard that you could literally eat your food off the road and you were good because it was that clean.
Sebastian, that sounds like a shit show for us.
Five second rule. Still applies to me in Singapore. Now we're going to be banned in Singapore just for talking about it.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Cannibal Corpse. They're banned in Germany, Australia, and Russia for graphic content.
Really?
And by the way, you can go to loudwire.com and get the full details on all this stuff if you want to go more into details about any of the bands that we're talking about. But go ahead.
Germany has songs that have graphic language.
Oh, well, you're going to be surprised who else is banned from Germany. In fact, let's go into that one since we're talking about it. Let me get my notes here.
He's got cue cards, folks.
I got cue cards. Yes, I do. I know who it is. Rammstein. Rammstein's banned from Germany. They're from Germany.
Yes, hilarious.
That's who I was about to say that it's a German band. And how is that? They have graphic language.
I mean they live there, but they can't play there.
And he runs around with a false penis out of his pants. On top of that.
Well, the reason why they're banned from Germany is because they said their music was harmful to young people.
I can see that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they're saying, so I don't know. I can see that or
exactly.
Not. In German, du hast mich.
Yeah.
That means I hate you or something. Okay. The Beatles, they were banned from Israel.
I thought the Beatles were wholesome.
It's because they were so famous that they banned them to protect their youth.
Oh, okay.
Because there was a Beatles craze. They came out like 10 albums in 1 year, I guess. I didn't know that. I don't follow the Beatles. I'm not a big, huge Beatles.
Neither am I,
but I can tell you for the American craze, they knew, but they didn't know it was going to take off so quickly for the Beatles. They thought that it would just be a, you know, fly by night kind of thing where, you know, fans would listen to like one or two songs and then religion would happen and they'd be like, don't listen to the Beatles. They're corrupting your mind. But instead, everyone repented and said, now forget you, church. We're going to worship the Beatles. And it grew faster that way, as you guys know. Once someone tells you no, it actually means yes here in America.
Yeah. Don't the Beatles sing that Christmas song? That's a little trippy sounding. I hated that song growing up.
Remember, we did this a year ago.
Yeah,
for
How does it go?
I can't even remember.
Having a wonderful Christmas. Yeah. I hate that song. You know what? I don't hate it as much now as I used to. I used to cringe. I hear that song in Macy's. And I was like, that's a stupid song. And I was like, reminded me of a bunch of people. It reminded me of a bunch of people on acid. That's what it reminded me of.
That's because they probably were. So.
That's time frame.
Every year I'm bringing this up about how much I used to hate that song.
That's right.
I like it better now. Okay, we have, I don't know who this band is. I've heard of them. Behemoth. Behemoth?
Behemoth.
Okay. They're banned in Russia. I didn't really say why. But they're banned in Russia. The Rolling Stones was banned in Japan because Mick Jagger had drug convictions.
Oh, I thought it's because he had moves like Jagger. So,
Is any of them banned from Canada? Because I know Canada doesn't allow anybody with a DUI.
Yeah, a DUI or a domestic dispute.
Yeah, but addicts can go to Canada, but alcoholics can't, and abuse people.
Well, our dear friend Jackson was in Jack's Diaries. Was banned from the United States.
So let me tell you a story. He's banned from the United States because he came to the United States illegally, because he was offered a tour over here but didn't get the appropriate paperwork in time, and it was a certain band, which I'll not say because they're still out there, said, no, just go ahead and come on over. When he came over and the band came over, of course, customs noticed, you guys are in a band. I see guitar equipment, a lot of boxes of merchandise, all these kind of things, and that's how they caught him.
And that's a different kind of visa.
It is. It's an O-1 visa versus a regular just coming on tourist visa. So, unfortunately, because of things that happened, and because Jackson is very passionate, we'll call it, about how things are handled. He argued with customs and ended up getting sent back and a 10-year ban in 2015, I think it was, or something like that.
2013.
He's had a couple years, and we got to reach out, because as soon as his band is over, he's coming to Vegas. That's so we can watch a UFC fight together. So
there you go. He's into that. He's into that fighting stuff. And that's not one of the bands, though, so don't count that as one of the 13, okay?
Yeah.
Which I didn't count. I think they're 13. Okay, Lamb of God banned in Malaysia for blasphemous content.
That's right. That's right. I don't even remember what the religions are. Punjabi and that's India.
Malaysia. Punjabi.
I don't know what it is. I'm thinking Thailand, but I'm getting that wrong. I just know I am.
I don't know.
I know I'm getting it.
Right. Cradle of Filth is banned from not China, but mainland China.
Okay. So
they're the outskirts of
they can play Hong Kong, but they can't play the rest of.
And they did play Hong Kong, is where they for unsuitable music. That's so stupid.
Hong Kong, then where else is there to play in China? Oh. I mean, that's the big one.
So remember, Hong Kong is kind of like Washington D.C. It has its own set of rules. That was the only non-communist part of the rest of China. The rest of China is ran by Xi Jinping right now. So, just to let you know, unfortunately,
how did you say his name so Chinese sounding? Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
Okay. I don't know.
They were just in the news with San Francisco, and the conspiracy is where all those homeless people now. So we'll just throw that out there, since Sebastian likes conspiracy theories.
What? What happened to homeless people in San Francisco? All the homeless people went to China?
No. Okay. So the conspiracy theory goes like this. They came to, a bunch of leaders met in San Francisco, and Governor Newsom cleaned up the cities of San Francisco, but there's no footage of him cleaning up San Francisco. And where did all those homeless people go? Why don't we have videos of
how is there going to be footage of him? Was he going to sweep the homeless people away?
Well, I'm just saying, everyone's got a phone. I would think someone would be watching a homeless guy get kicked out.
Rallying them out, which is what they did in Oklahoma City downtown area whenever they were building the new I-40. They pushed them all out, and now they're lower.
Yukon, Oklahoma. Now they're in Yukon.
Meridian.
They're on Meridian MacArthur.
Now they live in Sebastian's house. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Someone tried to sneak in the room just now.
Shoeless Joe.
Doing a podcast there, buddy. Okay, all right.
Meth Mouth Mike.
One time I called a meth head Methy Metherton. That was not good. Okay. All right. This is my favorite one. You know, I'm going to go back to the meth guy real quick. I said, hey there, Methy Metherton. He goes, what'd you say? I was like, Methy Metherton, you look like you do meth. He like stood up and I was like, I'm just joking. Let me buy you a shot, brother. And I bought him a shot and we became friends. Well,
yep. That's how Sebastian meets most people in bars. He'll offend you real quick and then he'll buy you a shot and then he'll bum cigarettes off you the rest of the night.
Okay. This is my favorite one. Fred Durst. Not Limp Bizkit.
Australia.
Fred Durst.
Just Fred Durst. No. Band from Ukraine. Now, his wife was, I don't know if they're still married or not, but he was married to a lady from Ukraine. Okay. And the reason why they banned him was for the interest of guaranteeing the security of the state.
What?
The interest of guaranteeing the security of the state. Because Fred Durst, you know, he's a loudmouth, I guess. And they just thought he was going to move. He was going to move to Ukraine.
And then would have done nothing.
He was from there. A state? Huh? Yeah, they call themselves. I mean, it's a country, but the security of the state means just the land.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was going to.
I thought that was a U.S. term.
It's not the United States. No, no. Security of the state, I think, is a. I think country. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a countryist.
You're not a political politician.
Yeah, I just don't know that many things, to be honest with you. Okay, the Kinks, they were banned from the United States. Disastrous behavior on stage.
What'd they do? Destroy something?
So I guess they were put on some TV show, and in retaliation to their promoter who kind of screwed him on some stuff, I guess they just were really destroyed whatever. During some sort of
that sounds like a good show.
So the state didn't ban them from the state. The U.S. got involved and banned them from all 50 states.
So Loudwire says that's on. It's on their website. I don't know. I did my own research. But I researched other people's research on it.
Well, I just figured it would be a state thing.
There was a lot in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. There was a lot of artists that were banned from certain states and allowed in certain states. I mean, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Little Richard. There's a lot of those Sun Record artists that were banned. Due to the fact is, whatever reason, Elvis was because he was too controversial with the shaking of his hips. Can you believe shaking of the hips now? I mean, we're watching little people twerk on stage half naked. You know, and stuff like that. So I couldn't even imagine trying to.
Miley Cyrus. Is that who twerks? I don't know who twerks.
Everybody was dancing on. It was a party at USA, and she grabbed the pole so she don't fall down, and they said she's dancing a pole. So remember that?
Oh. No.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't follow her career, so I don't know. Mr. Ching Ching Ping over there. Who knows
that's a lie. You were all about that Hannah Montana life. Best of both worlds.
Carcass. I never heard of a band called Carcass before, but they're banned in Malaysia for lyrical content. The last two is a band called Sabaton. Never heard of them. They got
I think I've seen their name, but I have never listened to them. I'm assuming they're heavy as.
They're banned from Russia for the lyrics. And my second favorite one is the last one, Bloodhound Gang. I love Bloodhound Gang. They are banned from Russia also.
Yes. For
because, no, the singer put the Russian flag down his pants and told them not to tell Vladimir Putin. I guess he found out about it and they banned him from Russia.
Him being a smart ass.
That ban might still be in effect.
they still are. They still do the festival circuit every once in a while. So.
All right. Before we go into the Axl Rose discussion, why don't we go ahead and play Upon a Burning a Body?
Yep.
Is the band called Killshot or is the song called Killshot?
Song's called Killshot from Upon a Burning Body, our boys down in San Antonio, Texas. So here you go.
All right.
It's all or nothing. Blood in, blood out. You either bleed for this or get the fuck out. Boom, bitch, kill shot. Boom,
back streets, watch the dead rise. It's a world war, not just a battleground. Send these fuckers back to hell with your body count. Like a dry season hurricane, let falls like acid rain. It's a parade, a world of monsters. Death is all around. Take out the flesh. The barrel sings till there's nothing left. Boom, bitch, kill shot. Boom, boom, bitch, kill shot. Suffer in the flames of your fire. Fingers, there's a hunger for damnation. From the darkness they arise, apocalyptic condemnation. Ready, steady, aim, fire. Boom, bitch, kill shot. Boom, boom, bitch, kill shot. Aim for the head.
I gotta say something, okay? I have never heard Upon a Burning Body before in my life, ever.
Oh.
That is quite possibly one of the best songs I have ever heard. And no, to me, yes. No, you can say no if you want to.
There's better shot. There's better shots. There's better songs that they have, their older catalog, and that I fell in love with. That's why when I saw a new Upon a Burning Body song, I was like, oh, I got to listen to this. And I was like,
dude, those guys are sick.
They're heavy. They're heavy. But they're good.
I was smiling. When the guy screams, I was like, oh, goddamn.
Yeah. I can't believe you haven't listened to Upon a Burning Body. It's
no, I've never heard them. And you know what? I heard them now. If I was sleeping and tired earlier, I'm no longer tired anymore. And I'm no longer sleeping on that band. Good song choice. That I think is one of my favorite songs I've ever heard us play on this show. I swear to God, I loved it that much. Falling in Reverse is probably one of my top favorite bands. That song right there, I put that above Falling in Reverse. I liked it. It resonated in my bones.
Apparently, it had enough hate in it for Sebastian today. So.
Yeah.
Speaking of hate,
Axl Rose. Okay.
He's getting a lot of hate.
Sexual allegations. 1989, so almost 35 years ago. From a lady named Sheila Kennedy, who is a penthouse, not anymore, 35 years later. She's probably like 60s now.
She might be hot.
There's hot 60-year-olds. There are, but you know.
How many playgirls have you done? How many playgirls have you done?
None.
Exactly.
Isn't the Statue of Limitations up after so many years?
I don't know. Okay. Bill Cosby went to prison, so I don't know. For Quaaludes.
Okay, exactly.
That's a different thing, but what she's claiming, I thought there was a statute of limitations.
So in 1983, she was Pet of the Year. Now, Penthouse is not like Playboy. Isn't Penthouse the dirty one where you see the dicks inside the vaginas? Okay.
So
I understand all these women are going to hate me for saying this, but I mean, you're putting yourself out there like a whore.
I'm just saying. Come on.
You're putting yourself out there in these dirty magazines. It's not Playboy, is at least, you know, kind of a classier way to pose nude. Where Penthouse is more like get rammed. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not a feminist. So whatever. Sorry. Hate me. or don't hate me. Anyways, I guess he now here's the allegations is she went up to the hotel room by herself with Axl Rose because she had a friend with her, but the friend wasn't hot enough, I guess. So she wasn't allowed in the room. But apparently he started being rough and there was another girl there and he forced anal sex on her, which is wrong. Okay. But why wait 35 years to come out with this? Why are you broke now? Are you a broke bitch all of a sudden and you need some money? Why did that just sound like Chris Rock?
Chris, I was going to say. Yes, exactly.
My thing is she voluntarily went to a hotel room with a person that is in a rock band that is known to be very out there, very, you know, a lot of different things back then that was all over the tabloids about how Axl Rose was. And she knew this. She went in there and she expected him to treat her like a princess. I mean, I'm a woman and I would fully expect that.
Well, she went up there too. I would assume she went up there being a penthouse pet of the year model.
Well, with, yeah, you know, to get laid.
Penis is inside your vagina. I would assume you're going up there too. You're not this wholesome, you know, Christian pilgrim, pioneer woman baking homemade pies for grandpa and grandma. I don't even know what I was going with that. I got lost in my own conversation in my head.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is she went up there to have sex. Mm-hmm. Maybe she didn't want anal sex, but that's what she got.
Right. Yeah. And so that's what I was going to say. In the story, she claims that she knew what was going to happen. She knew what was going on. And Axl Rose was apparently on drugs. There was lithium, all kinds of stuff. And he had sex with another girl and made some claims and some derogatory remarks to her and then pulled her, the penthouse girl, to the side and said, "Hey, me and you are doing this." She didn't fight it. She just went along with it. But unfortunately, she did claim that it was anal sex. And again, 35 years later, we're hearing about this. The next day,
my biggest question out of all this, Sam, is lithium's a drug? Like, who says, "Hey, man, you want to come to my house and do some lithium?"
So,
like, who says that?
So back then, all right, so mixed with alcohol. Yeah, mixed with lithium? Alcohol. It, yeah,
like
mixed
a battery, with alcohol. Like you eat a battery?
No.
Lithium is actually for bipolar. It's a bipolar medication. Lithium is bipolar or mental health medicine. And so if you mix those things, then you get, you know, different effects mentally. It's a mental high thing.
That sounds fun. Then,
yeah.
That was the kinda thing, like, to do back in the 90s.
Hey, Don, you want to do some lithium?
Yeah, well.
I've already taken lithium before. I'm good. It does nothing.
Just have Sebastian not take his blood pressure medication.
Blood pressure medication.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick commercial, quick break with our new song from Widow 7, WTF, right here on the Loud Spot.
TV, hurricane on the brain, getting no sleep. So join us up, enjoy the ride. Some coolant with the cyanide. Are we dressed to kill? Are we dressed to die? Sick, sick, sick of the world outside. Eye for an eye till we all go blind. Can I get up? Can I get up? Take a while, shake it off on the gate.
is a casket, a scammer or two. Hit the masses, so tell your lies, or say a scam.
Another great song. Widow 7 has been on the podcast in the past, and good. The singer is one cool dude. So good. I like that song. That was another banger, man. This song, Sam.
I did muted. Like that one.
Sam's muted again.
Every time. I mute myself because I talk off the air, so you guys don't hear my voice.
Talking to people, Sam.
Be quiet like us.
So, guys, that brand new song, WTF, Widow 7, is out right now. They just released it. It's today, Friday. So, when you guys are hearing this on Monday, add that to your playlist. It helps those bands out and catch them on the road. They will be on the road.
We should just talk like it's Monday every time we film. It's not even Friday, it's Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Saturday. That's right.
So it came out yesterday. We're
a day behind.
We normally record on that. Yeah. On Fridays, but Thanksgiving was
Thursday.
How was it yesterday?
No more. I was sitting here thinking, like, okay, this airs Monday. How am I going to say this? I'm just going to say Thanksgiving was Thursday. But I'm curious what everybody's family traditions are, because I know that I had a lot growing up that no longer exist. And same, my family used to always play dominoes, you know, all the aunts and uncles used to take the van trip, you know, to the convenience store, even though we had, you know, 2 liters of soda, but they needed a drink. And, you know, so my family.
I thought she was going to go down the road of playing dominoes, playing spades, and then drinking like certain sodas, like Fayo or something like that. Or whatever.
As a kid, you know.
Like, when did you grow up in the hood?
I mean, she grew up in the South Side.
Southwest 59th.
I saw this tattoo earlier, this guy that said Side South. It said Side South.
He looked at it in the mirrors. He looks at it in the mirrors today.
I don't get some of these horrible tattoos people have when the tattoo artist should draw it on them first. Anyways, as a kid, I guess, you know, we ate a lot of Puerto Rican food. My mom's grandparents would come over to the house on Thanksgiving, and my aunts and uncles would be there. And that was kind of a tradition. But as we all got older, I moved to Oklahoma. My brother lives in D.C. My sister lives way up North California. So traditions do change. And I think when you're younger and traditions change, it's probably harder because you're used to certain memories that you like. But as you get older, you know, you start making your own traditions. And recently, last year and then this year, we wound up going to Olathe, Kansas to see my dad's sister, my aunt Enid, and my cousin did it at their house. And it's crazy because whenever I think of my cousins, I still think of them as like 12 years old, you know, and she's like 36 or some shit like that. Now, like 34. Right. She's in her 30s, but she's married, has 3 kids of her own. So Thanksgiving's over there. But yeah, they played dice. And last year we played a card game, which I think they played this year before we left. But yeah, just normal, no Puerto Rican food.
And then,
but I do miss Puerto Rican food on Thanksgiving.
And then poor Don and I had to look at all your stupid flexing pictures of you guys checking into the Hilton, and then creme brulee, la la la.
Sam's response was, "That's just expensive custard."
And it is, but you know what? I was, and on my behalf, I was drunk when I sent those.
We know this. I grew up in a Mexican household, so it was tamales mixed with.
You grew up in a Samoan household.
No, I did not grow up in a Samoan household. I would have known by then. that was what when I was really, really young. What I'm saying, when I grew up, I'm putting from like, 10 to 17, basically. Okay. So I grew up in a Mexican household, and it was tamales and aunts and uncles that aren't even related to me from the Mexican side, the boyfriend
side.
Why did
you sound Mexican when you said that? They ain't even related to me.
They ain't even related. I'm telling you, they were but de la raza, you know? But that's how I grew up. So it's funny now that when I was married, we had the traditional, turkey thing. But thank God there was a Mexican in the family that would always bring tamales.
Tamales.
Exactly. Because that's the way I grew up. I don't know Thanksgiving without tamales. It's weird.
That makes sense because I'm used to the traditional turkey dressing, mashed potatoes, deviled eggs, which do not leave the plate of deviled eggs around me because they will be gone. But I did good this year.
You'll smell her later.
I was going to say, you might be moving away from her farts.
Exactly.
I live alone.
One of my favorite foods is, and people don't like it. So when I was making my plate at Thanksgiving, I had room for one more thing. And I normally don't go back for seconds till maybe later on. It was between the sweet potatoes or the green bean casserole. And I love green bean casserole. It's something that I only eat on Thanksgiving. I don't know if I would like it all the time, but with the dried onion, crisp onions on top and all that stuff, I love me some green bean casserole. So
I actually ate that this year, which normally I don't. But what I was saying was my father is now with a Mexican woman. And so the last 4 years, her family is Mexican. So she would make enchiladas or, stuff like that. And because of what I'm used to, I never touched that. I love enchiladas. Any other day, I would have been down to grub. But it's just something with me with Thanksgiving. I have to eat the turkey. I have to eat the deviled eggs, And so that was my culture, I guess.
I grew up pretty eating pretty much white food, except for we did have Thanksgiving Puerto Rican food at our Thanksgiving. But we also had the turkey, mashed potatoes. This year, I didn't actually see any corn.
My dad always says
I love all the Thanksgiving classics, but throw a little Puerto Rican mix in there and I like it.
Yeah, I'm amazed that your dad doesn't get up and start salsa dancing too, because I know
he's just not in Oklahoma or like Kansas. He was salsa dancing in California.
I got to spend this Thanksgiving as I have for the past 7 years for the past couple of years on the road eating at Petro in their Thanksgiving dinner, which is not bad, but it's definitely
Golden
it's
Corral,
missing.
Man. Come on.
Well, the thing is I will say this. And Tiffany and I discussed this. It isn't really about the food. It's about the people. And I think that's what we missed this year. As we're just sitting there looking at each other going, well, the turkey's good. The food's good, but it's not. I want to drink a beer. I want to watch football. I want to poke fun at little kids. Maybe probably have them say inappropriate things to adults and watch them get in trouble. Those kind of things. That's what makes Thanksgiving. As much as you may dislike your family throughout the rest of the year. Just remember Thanksgiving is that fun time that you're thankful for them being there with you guys to harass them. And
I like my family from a distance. I do like my family. I actually like my family, which a lot of people do not like their families. And I don't know why these people want all these kids, because the kids always grow up normally hating each other anyways.
Right.
When they get older, the siblings don't really. I don't talk to my brother or sister that often, but when we do see each other, we at least get along, but that's because we all live far away from each other. So we can tolerate each other probably.
And then you harass mom and dad.
I actually learned that I raised my children right because Leland did not want to attend Thanksgiving. He just rather have slept. And Bub went in there, barged in and told him to get up now. And, you know, just being that stern man of the house. And he was like,
don't lie. You told him you're not getting food unless he's out here. That's what you said. No, he's not getting food unless he's out
here. No, he told Leland, he was like, it's Thanksgiving. It's time for us to be a family. And, you know, and so that made me so proud, even though he probably did it a little too aggressive, you know, his motive was good. And it made me feel so good that my son wants to keep the family together.
I don't know your son all that well, but what I do know about him is he seems like the things that you have said, he's big into tradition. He likes that close togetherness of a family. So that's awesome.
Sounds like
I love Thanksgiving. Christmas is what?
He sounds like a Republican. I'm just saying.
Oh, he probably is.
He's probably
Oklahoma, like man. Oklahoma Southside.
Republican. He is Republican.
now if you go a little bit north of the South Side, but still South Side, they're Democrats.
Right. Brooktown,
north of 29th?
Really north of I-240.
No, because that's 59th Street, and that's still Hood South Side where I was.
That's why they're Democrats. That's what I'm saying. They're all Mexicans and blacks over there.
Right. No, it's white trash. Thank you. You have to go to about 44th.
Oh, 44th
and then you
Street.
Hit that. 44th. Yes. 44th.
Now we just lost everyone, all of our listeners in New York City, LA, because they're like, who cares?
No,
about
New York City, they're all Puerto Rican, so they're fine.
Only in certain
neighborhoods. Puerto Rican, Black American, Jewish. Yeah. Not a lot of Mexicans over there in New York. I mean,
they're there, but they blend in with the Puerto Ricans, so no one ever knows.
Real quick, before we get into this interview with Blame Shift, I do want to just quick mention of Rick and Morty. I love that cartoon. There has been some recent backlash on them because the new voice actors. Now, I have not seen the new Rick and Morty because I don't have cable. I got to wait for it to come out on Hulu, which who knows when that's going to be. And I probably could have looked some clips up, but I woke up late and I did not do that. Yeah. But people don't like the new voice actors for Rick and Morty, and that's one of my favorite cartoons. And I'm like, dude, it's just a voice. Get over it. People like to complain about everything.
You know, we had the same change with The Simpsons. Remember when they changed they changed their artist and they start drawing them different? I thought they drew them better now, but there was a lot of backlash from that. And I think you're probably going to agree with me with this one. Get over it, people. It's just a show. If you don't watch it anymore, just grow up and just move on. On top of your topic, I'd like to also bring up Matt Rife and his topic, which is hilarious. He just had a Netflix special. He had a little joke in there about domestic violence and the hostess that was seating them at a restaurant. Hey. And the punchline goes, well, you know, at least put her in the back in the kitchen. But if she knew how to cook, then she probably wouldn't have that black eye. People got upset.
Oh, yeah.
And got upset and angry. A couple days later, maybe even a week later, he's like, I'm sorry if you got upset. Here's a link to my apology. The link, you click the link and it went to special need helmets. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Matt Rife right there. I just started following him. I know he's been around for a while, but I just started kind of following him.
Guys, it's a joke. So.
He goes, I like before he says a joke, he goes, he puts a foot out there, like just testing the waters. Yeah. See the audience. You can't even see it on camera, but I'm putting my foot out there. He's testing the waters, but you know, he's funny. And I was going to say, did he really apologize? Because he's big on not apologizing for things.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. He's trying to make, because it's just a joke. Move on from it, guys. If you don't like it, I think we're seeing a lot of this anti-wokeness coming back, you know, people fighting back and saying, I'm not going to apologize for a joke. It's just a joke. You don't like it, don't watch me. Don't buy my tickets. It's the same thing we hear from Ronnie. It's the Ronnie Radke from Fallen in Reverse. Don't apologize, guys. If you say what you say, own up to it, move on, and then just go from there.
It's so when you're apologizing.
when you apologize is when you start getting some bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's when people are like, oh, and the people talk more. If you're like, you know what, screw you, send a link to a bunch of, you know, people. I don't know why I'm coughing all of a sudden. People with helmets on or whatever. I don't know, I had like phlegm all of a sudden just come out my throat. Anyways, let's get on to the interview with Blame Shift. That's all the time we got. All right. We are sitting here with Tim, who's in a band called Blame Shift. You guys are here promoting your new song, All or Nothing. But, you know, is it really a new song? Because didn't you guys write the song before COVID?
Yeah, dude, it was crazy. Like, we were out there for NAMM in 2019. We did three songs, which this song All or Nothing was part of those three tracks. We did like a party in Vegas. We went to NAMM while we're out there with our producer. And then fucking 2 weeks later, you know, it's like everything's getting shut down. And like, we have these three songs we luckily recorded, but then like, you know, a lot of things shifted in that time frame. With like bands not being, you know, our whole livelihood was touring for, you know, 200 days a year. So like we kind of, you know, it got weird for a while, but we have these songs and, you know, we put out Came for Blood, which is the first single from these three songs, and then All or Nothing. And we got one more track, but yeah, like literally three years ago. It's crazy.
Why did you pick this song to be released later on?
I don't know. There's always like a preference of like what, how you want to roll out material to your fans, you know? The first track was more of our like high energy track. This song is different for us, I feel, and it's a different vibe. It's got, and we wanted to like, I don't know, it, just an order of how we wanted to kind of hit our music out to our fans was why we kind of just put this one out second. It's, we feel it's different, you know, it's got a different vibe than typical Blame Shift, like even like writing structure and stuff, you know?
Come up with something different other than the norm. It probably has to be kind of a little bit exciting. See what your fans that followed you guys for a while. You guys have been a band for, hell, I mean, over a decade, 25 national tours.
Yeah, we've done over 1.5 miles of traveling. We had, you know, God, a bus that ran out of vegetable oil. We played, you know, every state that you probably never want to go to 30 times over. So it's, yeah, I think we're right around 26 or 27 full U.S. tours we've done.
So this is all you do now. This is, I mean, you're the band Blame Shift. That is your job.
You know, it's crazy because it was for all these years. And then, you know, out of it, we created this jewelry brand called Strung from my broken guitar strings. And it kind of, you know, now took precedent over the band where like, you know, just trying to come up with ways to make money as an artist is really tough, you know? And to make people, like, we live in Long Island, it's an expensive place. I mean, and just to pay basic expenses here, you know, you can't really survive just being a musician, you know? And the people that do, they usually always have a side hustle, you know? So our side hustle ended up turning into like our main hustle and the band. And now it helps fund our band if we want to, like, you know, do a tour and rent a bus or whatever. We have some funding to actually like do the things we really want to do with our band instead of like trying to get money from a label or whatever, you know?
So Strung is a music inspired jewelry that you guys make out of what you said, broken guitar strings, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how it started. You know, I said like, so all the bracelets are inspired by different song titles. So you wear a playlist of your favorite rock and metal songs, you know, everything from like Walk from Pantera to In the End to, you know, Everlong. So all your favorite rock songs, you know, you could buy an inspired bracelet by that song. And yeah, it's people really dig it. You know, you get to wear your favorite music on your wrist. We also started doing like collabs. We made the official bracelet for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. We do festivals. Too, so.
Hold on. How do you get into making jewelry for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Is that something that you like went to them and were like, look at what we do? Or did they come to you guys because it's so original? Like, I think it's an original. I've never seen it. So I think it's an original idea.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, people make jewelry out of guitar strings, but like we branded it. We really tightened what it is and made it like people that love music and that love certain song titles. It's all a different concept, you know? So it was funny. We were actually we were a sponsor for Incarceration Festival in Ohio, like maybe two years ago. And I was flying home after doing like a four-day festival there. And my flight got canceled and I had to stay one more night in Cleveland, because that's where we flew out of. And in the airport itself, they have a satellite Rock and Roll Hall of Fame satellite store. So I'm like, I'm going to go in there and just say what's up. So I go in there, I give my whole thing. I'm like, hey, you know, I own this company and like, I think it'd be really cool to do something with you guys. And it's like a younger kid working there. And like, you know, you always think like, it's never really going to go any further than that, just because that's what normally happens. You know?
Yeah.
And maybe a week later, I get an email from his boss saying, hey, I got your contact info. You know, we have an event. Would you fly out to do this private event we're hosting at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? So I did a couple of these events with them where I got to meet the people who run it and like the marketing director, and who I'm also a big Blame Shift fan, the guy who runs the whole music program for the kids there. He's been to probably 15, 20 Blame Shift shows. And so we went out to dinner. We started talking. I'm like, yeah, we should make a bracelet that like has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on a guitar on the center of a bracelet. And, you know, so they ended up like, we did this partnership and we sell it on our site. They sell it in their store, in their museum there. And it's super cool. It's really awesome to be a part of that, you know?
What is the website for Strung? I'm interested in it now. Like, I'm thinking, you know what? That might be kind of cool to have something like that. If someone wants to go buy some music-inspired jewelry, that's what I call it, because that's what I was told to call it.
Yeah.
where would they go to find your jewelry at?
Yeah, so it's getstrung.com. So STRU.
Oh, my God. Perfect name. Perfect name, getstrung.com.
That's it. And then all their socials are just Strung Official for like the Insta and like the TikTok and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you brought up TikTok, because I was about to bring up TikTok. You guys, I don't know, have had your TikTok account for very long. It looks like you just started it. You guys have one video on your TikTok, and it's actually from the song that we're going to play here, All or Nothing. So you just started, I would assume, this TikTok account. Only have a few followers on there, right?
Yeah.
Why did you wait so long to start a TikTok account?
Because I just can't stand new social media. Like, I manage, you know, our Instagram is like a full-time job between the band and between our business, our Facebook accounts, our Twitter accounts, our website, our, like –
Hold on. You tweet. You go on Twitter, or it's called X now, whatever it's called.
What X then? Not in a while. I think it's connected automatically to our like Facebook account, so I think things automatically go over there. You
go
know?
Over there. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, just I'm like, I don't want to like learn a new platform, but you know. We have a marketing team now that kind of helps us with our Facebook and Instagram ads. So they like helped us get the account going, and we're like, let's get the band account set up. And we're going to start doing actually working the accounts, because it's, you know, people purchase products through there. They find a lot of new bands and new artists all the time. So like, you know, it makes sense for us to be on there on both levels, you know?
When I first started doing this podcast, my producer / manager, was like, you got to get a TikTok account. And I was like, no, I don't. I do not want a TikTok account. I don't. But I'll tell you one thing. TikTok, when you want to reach out to the younger generation, the way it's unfortunate, really. TikTok's cool. But the thing I hate about it is I'll watch a video and I'm laying down going to sleep. An hour later, I'm still laying down going to sleep, scrolling video after video after video. And I can't shut it down. And TikTok, for that reason, I do not like you. But so I also love you.
Yeah. You can't escape it, you know, but that's why it's so good for, it draws people in. It doesn't let you out of their gravitational hold, you know?
it doesn't. Now, Jenny is the singer of Blame Shift. Okay. I thought she was going to be here. She's not here. Her birthday is coming up. Oh, what? Today's Saturday. So Tuesday.
Yeah,
I think is her birthday. So we do want to wish her a happy birthday. And this isn't going to air till Monday. So you have some secret plans maybe for her. Can we talk about that for a second?
I do. Yeah. We've just been working so hard in the past, 6 months. Like, we went to all these music festivals around the country, and then we came home, and it's just been a lot, and we've been a little stressed about just good stress, everything's growing and getting bigger, but it's all still stress. You got to manage everything. And so I wanted to take her away. I'm doing a little trip down to Miami. We're staying at this SLS hotel. We're going right down to a pool party as soon as we get there. I rented one of these little Moke cars. It's a mini electric Jeep thing that we're going to probably drive into the ocean. And we're going to go party it up we got 4 days down in Miami, and it's going to be great. She has no clue what's coming. I already packed their bags for her. She gets back later tonight. She had something that came up today, which I know she really wanted to be here for this interview. But she's going to.
Oh, I'm sure she's so disappointed that she was not here for this interview.
She loves. I mean, we actually work good as a team too when we do interviews together instead of just looking at my ugly face, But so it's cool. She's going to be super stoked. I can't wait to. I have a guy coming to pick us up in the morning. I'm just going to wake her up and be like, "You got 10 minutes to get ready," and she's going to have no clue. So
that is awesome, man. That is so cool. We wish you guys, Blame Shift, the best of luck. We're going to play your new song right now, All or Nothing. You guys have been promoting it like crazy. You can check it out on Spotify, wherever you stream your music. Check out, listen to Blame Shift, All or Nothing, right here on The Loud Spot.
I feel it in my body. I know that you're nobody. Somebody when I'm with you. You've been acting different. A part of you is missing. But even at your worst, I'm blinded by you.
Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.